This is a shorter warm-up. It's actually out of one of my books, Drummer's Bullpen. It's just a book of short warm-ups or things you can do to get you ready to do your practice session. And to me, it's fun. It's a melodic warm-up, and it helps you work on your 3 over 2 or 3 over 4, your polyrhythms. It's based off a hemiola. A hemiola is a 3 over 2 type of a pattern. So we're going to have a 3-note sticking over 8th notes, and that's going to make it a 3 over 2. So we have 3 right hand patterns, and this is the only one that's actually not going to have a playing example because I'm just going to explain it. I'm not going to, I'll play through it some on here, but it's really for you to take and do what you want with, to take the idea and do what you want with in your own warm up. So the three patterns we have in the right hand are just 8th notes. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and accenting the downbeats, 3 and 4. Then accenting the upbeats. 3, 4, 1. Now what we're going to do is we're going to have a snare kick kick pattern, and it's going to be obviously in the left hand. So left kick kick. We're going to do it with 8th notes, and that's going to take 3 measures to resolve. So it's going to go like this: 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And it resolves there. And we put that over our right hand. So, we can put the left foot on quarter notes, upbeats, 8th notes, whatever you want to put the redheaded, I call her the redheaded stepchild, wherever you want to put that, that's fine, but make sure you do put it somewhere in there so you don't ignore it. Now, the next pattern we have for our left hand is the same pattern, but we're going to speed it up to 16th notes, so it's going to go twice as fast. It's still going to take 3 measures to resolve, or it resolves every 3 beats, if you want to think of it like that, but we'll be in 4-4 time. So now we take that same one, and don't forget to count, so so we're going to go through it with 8th notes, then we'll go through it with 16th notes. You can do it to it. Obviously, it's a 3-measure phrase, so the 3 measures make up one time. You can do it 2, 3, 4 times, and then go to the 16th notes. So we'll play our first right-hand pattern with 8th notes, and then we'll move it to 16th notes. Then we move to our second right-hand pattern with 8th notes, and then move to 16th notes in the left hand, then our third, and do the same thing. And you can kind of come up with your own thing. And what I like to do is I like, that's why I call it a melodic warm-up. I like to make phrasing around the kit, so you can make a 5-note phrase. Let's do like this. You see how that works? So now I've got a different melody going on. I can turn the snares off. There's a ton we can do with this. The phrasing is up to you. The melodic statement is up to you. But that's what we're going to be doing is we're going to have 3 right-hand patterns mixed with those 8th notes, a 3-note 8-note pattern, and then a 3-note 16th note pattern. And we're focused on the melodic part of this. So it gets to be a lot of fun, and it's a killer workout for your foot. So this one is just kind of added in there as this is a fun warm-up to me, and it's one that you can do whenever you need to warm up on a shorter amount of time. So don't forget dynamics, don't forget articulation and groove and all melody. All of those things are important, so apply the big 7 to this and then grow it. And you may even get to where you start moving your right hand. I like moving my right hand, so maybe I make a, let's say with just the 8th notes, I could make a 3-note pattern here and a 2-note pattern here. So now we have maybe we do a 3-note pattern over here too. 3, 4, the possibilities are endless, and that's why I didn't really want to. I mean, I'm demonstrating it for you here, but I didn't want to give you a set demonstration because this one is meant to be. Don't just move the left hand, move the right hand too. Make it a lot of fun. Do two note patterns, then a three note pattern, then a four note pattern, then a five note pattern. Or with the left hand, do a two note pattern, a three note, four note, five note, and see what all different melodies you can come up with that. That's why I call it a melodic warm up. This one's fun, and it's really fun to think to try to keep the same melody going while you're thinking. Okay, there's a two note melody over here and a three note melody over here. It's really fun. You come up with some fun mixtures.